In Cornwall, there are two bids. Those are business improvement districts. Now, the whole point of those is to bring businesses together, collect some money from them in a certain way, which we'll hear soon, and then redistribute that or use it for projects within that bid area. At the moment, there's one in Truro and one in Falmouth, but we could soon see more across Cornwall. One of the places which is looking at going for a bid is Camborne. Now, Mel Richardson runs the bid development team, and she has been talking to the Camborne Chamber of Commerce about it. Just tell me, what have you been telling them?
I've just been telling the Camborne businesses all about how the bid scheme works, that it's an opportunity for Camborne. It could raise a six-figure sum annually for Camborne each year for 5 years. And that's really money that's ring-fenced for businesses to spend on the priorities that are important to them.
So how much money would businesses have to put forward each year, and how much would it free up to use over the 5 years?
The bid levy is based on the rateable value of businesses, and it's possible that we would put in a levy of, say, 2% for Camborne businesses. For 82% of the businesses in the town, that would only mean less than £10 a week that they would actually be contributing towards the bid.
And how much money would be available possibly for those 5 years to use on all these projects?
Potentially there's just over £500,000 to be spent in Camborne, and that's obviously new money that hasn't been available for businesses to invest in the way that they feel will bring a return to them.
Now, what sort of projects are we looking at that could happen?
That's really up to businesses to decide, and we're embarking now on an exciting 12-month consultation period where we're looking at and discussing with businesses what they feel is important. But to give you some examples from the existing two bids in Cornwall, it could be spent on marketing initiatives, so anything from IT, websites, marketing literature, advertising campaigns and so on. It can be spent on events that will drive footfall into Camborne. It could be spent on things like signage, or even on working smartly together to save money on things like energy costs and driving down supplier costs. So it could be things that save money, it could be things that bring more money to businesses.
And Truro and Falmouth, as we've heard, are already in this bid process, and that they are running a bid scheme. Just tell me the sort of things they've been doing.
Right, well, one of the big events for Truro is the Christmas festival, and it was, you know, a big driver for the bid being set up in the first place. They, through the bid money, put on a stunning Christmas festival with lighting scheme and events as well. They also run a music festival, an arts festival. They've got an amazing website, enjoytruro.co.uk, which for many businesses in the bid area, it's their first presence on the website. With Falmouth, they're about also to launch a website. They've added to existing events. They've supported events already in Falmouth. They've put up bunting in the town centre. They've added to floral displays. They've created some new public furniture, some benches. But both bids, really, they're using the money as efficiently and effectively as they can. And where possible, they're adding to those contributions from businesses and bringing in additional income. So, you know, it's not just about the levy from businesses. It's also about levering in, you know, new money from elsewhere.